on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. It's great to be here with you on a Friday, 4:10. Lots going on this hour, of course. We will talk about St. Patrick's Day. I've got a bunch of statistics and all kinds of stuff like that for St. Patrick's Day. And then we also have our weekend movie preview coming up a little bit later as well, around 4:50. And today's Sign of the Apocalypse and much more. Next hour, we got Jobs Report, your Florida Legislative Update, and This Week in Science. So there are a lot of things going on. On the show today, let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. A big one right here, the International, what are they called? The International Criminal Court. I couldn't remember what it was called. International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. Oh, yeah. Obviously, he's probably not going to, like, you know, turn himself in or anything like that. But this is over alleged war crimes. So that's the latest right there. In the meantime, President Xi Jinping from China is set to visit Russia. And he's going to be visiting Vladimir Putin in Russia for the first time since Russia invaded Ukraine. Now, remember, there was other leaders of China who visited Moscow, but this is the first time that President Xi Jinping has visited over there. When it comes to the banking crisis, well, Silicon Valley Bank, the one that collapsed, apparently had no official chief risk officer ahead of the collapse. Okay, so they didn't have a risk officer, but they did have somebody who was over diversity, inclusion, and things like that. They had an executive for that. And as you know, if you've been following this story, they donated tens of millions of dollars to all kinds of woke campaigns. And I bet if they had a chief risk officer, he'd be like, so if we do that, that's going to put our bank in jeopardy because we don't have enough money to donate for that. But since they didn't have that person, the DEI guy just went in and did his own thing. Or girl. I don't know if it was a girl or a guy. There is the House Oversight Committee run by Republicans that are questioning $1.3 million in payments to Hunter Biden and other relatives. Apparently, there was around a million of these were in Chinese funds through a Hunter Biden associate. And they're trying to find out if there was any improper dealings with this money, if there was any way that this money came over to them in a way that they that shouldn't have. So still no word thus far, just they're still making the oversight committee still just doing their questioning overall. North Korea continues its provocation. They say that a ballistic missile test aimed to strike fear into enemies. They're admitting it. They're doing their ballistic missile test to strike fear into their enemies, which would be South Korea and the United States. So they launched the Hwasong 17. It was overseen by Kim Jong-un and his daughter. So, there we go there. Now, in the meantime, Japan and South Korea are looking to mend their ties in a summit this weekend, as North Korea continues to be more and more provocative. And continuing on here, some other news stories here. I heard Candy mention this in her news yesterday, I think it was, that Emmanuel Macron from France is trying to unilaterally by himself change the retirement age in France. And sure enough, lots and lots of protests have erupted as the French government is forcing through a higher retirement age. I think they're bumping it from 62 to 64 years old. It's not like a huge dramatic jump, but, you know, it's still a jump either way. And they basically went around Parliament, if I recall, on this one. And that's one of the reasons, main reasons why protests have erupted over this. Now, in the meantime, by the way, you know, what's that got to do with me? What's that got to do with me type of a story? In the United States, when they were talking about Social Security and how Social Security is insolvent, there's been some hearings on the in the Senate this past week about Social Security. And Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, has come out recently and said that, yeah, within the next 10 to 15 years, it's going to be, the fund is going to be dry. So there's been hearings about it this past week about why is the president's budget not dealing with Social Security right now? Why is it not trying to deal with that? Well, one of the things that's being discussed is raising retirement age to qualify for Social Security. That's one of the things that's coming up as well. So I don't, it's probably not going to happen right now, but it is definitely something that's going to be discussed. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
No accidents to report, but with the rain coming down, we are starting to see some slow traffic on the interstate. That's going to be over the Escambia Bay Bridge. Expect some slow traffic due to rain, as well as in the westbound direction in between 29 and Pine Forest. It's going to slow down as well. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Your typical afternoon traffic definitely present. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre looking good. See something else? Give me a call to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pfizer recall millions of packs of migraine prescription drugs. It's called Nurtec ODT. So if you are somebody who takes Nurtec ODT, then that has been recalled. I was trying to find out exactly why. It's not that there's anything necessarily wrong with the medicine. It's because the packaging of the product doesn't meet child resistant requirements. And so there's a risk of child poisoning because a child could get the medicine out of the whatever the packaging is. And that's the reason why it's being recalled. So it's not that, oh no, I've been taking this medicine, maybe I should stop taking it, it's bad for me. No, it's not like that. It's a recall because of that. Then let's see here. LA School Workers Union announces plans for a three-day strike. It could shut down the nation's second largest school district. And, you know, it's just one of these things. We look at LA, Chicago, New York, and these are school districts that have had strikes recently, worker walkouts recently. In the past, and I say recent, I mean the past few years, because they want more pay, they want more benefits, things like that. And yet, at the same time, I think it's a little bit, I don't know, eye-opening that these are some of the most highest-paid school districts in the country. That being said, they're also living in a place where the cost of living is through the roof. And I mean, you think about it, like we can't go, well, they get paid so much up there, how can they complain? Well, what if, just as an example, what if a teacher in New York City was getting paid what a teacher in Pensacola got paid? Right? I mean, when we just went over the median rents in New York City are now $4,000 a month. $4,000 a month for the median rent. Obviously, you just couldn't do it. So even though their salaries already look like they're really high, compared to the cost of living there, it's actually not. So that makes a lot of sense as well. Coming up at 4:50, we've got your weekend movie preview where we'll be talking about Shazam! Fury of the Gods. But there's a bunch of buzz going on here about Jesus Revolution. This is the Kelsey Grammer Christian-based film. From based in like the 1970s, and it's Lionsgate highest grossing film since 2019. It's just rocking it, like quietly rocking it. It's not the number one movie in theaters, but it's been doing very, very well. And Lionsgate's highest grossing film since 2019. So it's a pretty big one right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, top trending news with Candy Colchin over in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
A hole, a rare hole, a rattling. the bog down in the valley. Oh, oh,
there you go. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Also coming up here in a few minutes, I do want to talk about charter school problems, especially as it pertains to what just passed in the House floor for the Florida legislative session. So we'll talk about charter schools coming up here in about 8 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Wall Street is closing with stocks lower amid investor concerns over the banking sector. This comes after the closures, of course, of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Now, one expert said some investors believe major developments regarding banks could happen over the weekend. Lawyer for the Capitol Police says House Republicans ignore the department's request to review Capitol riot security footage that they plan to release publicly. Lawyer said in a sworn affidavit, it's just one of more than 40 clips from the Capitol riot that's aired by Fox News host Tucker Carlson, was previewed and approved beforehand. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy granted Carlson access to 41,000 hours of video. And I don't know if you heard this in the news at the top of the hour, but Lance Reddick is dead at the age of 60. TMZ reporting natural causes. Reddick is known for his roles in The Wire from HBO and the John Wick franchise, amongst Rick and Morty and a bunch of other stuff. TMZ reporting his body was found at his L.A. area home this morning, and that's your trending news.
Oh, I really enjoyed him as an actor.
Oh, I liked him too.
Pretty much anything I've seen him in, he had a poise about him, mm-hmm, that was it just stood out, that was very memorable. So very surprised. And only 60 years old, I mean, that's still young.
So young. Did you ever work with him?
No.
Okay. Worked I know you've him. Been in it. Bobby's been in a bunch of stuff, which I was like, oh my God.
I have not worked with him.
Okay.
No, yeah. My stuff was Friday Night Lights and stuff like that. But no, his poise, man, gonna miss him. So, and they just said he just died suddenly overnight.
Right.
So,
they said natural causes.
Although I have to say, like, mm-hmm, how many did we all say, like, if I could go, I want to die in my sleep. Like, how does everybody, it's like everybody's like, when I die, I want to just die in my sleep.
Yeah, man. I don't want to know
like
about
the
it.
Ideal thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So, oh man, Lance Reddick, yeah, so I wonder if he's going to be in the new John Wick series that comes out.
I don't know if they've filmed him yet. Did you ever watch The Wire, by chance?
I didn't watch The Wire.
Oh, okay. So, then I'm not going to make any jokes, but yeah. Andrew McKay is watching it right now, and I got it all on DVD. If you ever need to borrow it.
Oh, I see.
Or my HBO password. Gotcha. So anyway, but yeah, certainly sadly missed.
Yeah, that is. What about St. Patrick's Day? Are you one of those that's like, okay, get done with the show, Bobby, so I can go out there and drink?
No.
And have a beer crawling or whatever they do.
No. But I mean, in my younger days, I was. Do you remember the Creighton Leprechaun or the Creighton Leprechaun? Do you remember that, Gracie?
Oh, yes.
I wasn't here for it, but I learned about it this morning.
Could be a crackhead, got hold of the wrong stuff. Versus crack not being the wrong stuff. But anyway, no. We used to celebrate. We used to do the 5K at McGuire's and really got into it. But no. Since COVID, I've just been, I haven't even been to a movie theater.
Just turned into an
introvert. To a big, fat, lazy person. Yeah. At first, I was scared. Now I'm just like, meh. Psh. That's for Bobby
I'm
and
used
Gracie.
To this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Yeah. They wheel me in here to fill in for Joe Ford. Not really, but I love it. Next year.
Absolutely.
We'll all go out.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
All right. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
Well, no accidents right now, but we have some heavy rain coming down throughout the area, so that's definitely slowing stuff down on the interstate. That's going to be over Escambia Bay as you're heading eastbound into Garcon Point, as well as in the westbound direction in between Pine Forest and I-110, definitely slowing down westbound on I-10. We're also going to see typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Please use some caution on the wet roads and just tonight in general. But this traffic report is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Anderson Subaru, the all-new 2023 Outback is now in stock. Your adventure begins here. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. The Florida House. So beginning next hour, we've got our Florida legislative session, and we'll cover the updates on there. One of them has been pertaining to having universal school choice. So this bill that just passed on the floor today would basically say, hey, if you want to put your kid in private school, you'll get a voucher for up to $8,000 for the year. And so that to help pay for tuition to a private school or to charter school. Coming up here next, I got an update on a Florida audit pertaining to charter schools in Florida. That's next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pet Scholar right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A Florida audit shows that there are issues with charter school management and transparency in Florida. Now, this is not the first time we've seen this. We've continued to have issues with charter schools in Florida. A lot of corruption in the past. We've had, you know, some here, in even in the Panhandle, where there was people who were stealing from the charter schools. And ended up even, I believe, even doing jail time. And so now we've continued to, we've got a federal law that states charter school program grant funding can only be awarded to nonprofit organizations. And there should be strong fiscal monitoring and oversight. But, and according to Florida law, we got extra things about that as well. But basically, the audit found that while there are oversight and transparency requirements in the statutes, multiple charter schools don't follow the proper processes. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, coming up here in about 8 minutes. We got another quick update from Candy over in the newsroom. And then we also have your weekend movie preview. Talk about Shazam, Fury of the Gods. And there's also some other movies in the theater and some new stuff on streaming as well. Before we get to all of that, let me tell you about the, we got the, Kites on the Coast event that's going on now. Started about 40 minutes ago. So it's over at Casino Beach in Pensacola. It's going to go on till 10 o'clock tonight. And so there is kite flying going on, but there's also local vendors, food trucks, and other demonstrations going on. And then tomorrow it picks back up again from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at Casino Beach. So once again, this is to benefit the Council on Aging of West Florida, and all the donations and sponsors support the seniors and the program served by the Council on Aging. So be sure to check that out over at Casino Beach. It got canceled tonight. I didn't hear that part.
The hours,
I should have realized it with the weather. So
yeah, the hours for tomorrow are extended though. So I think it was supposed to end at 4 and now it's going till sunset or something like that. So
okay, whenever sunset goes. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much for that update. Then let's see here. Top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. President Xi Jinping is headed to Moscow to meet with Vladimir Putin. This is the first time that he's meeting with him since Russia invaded Ukraine. And then we have, let's see here. International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin. And the House Oversight Chair has questioned 1.3 $1 million in payments to Hunter Biden and relatives. And so as they're trying to see if there's any kind of wrongdoing with payments that came from some Chinese corporations to the Biden family. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. There is a, see here, NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight, 6:30. Golden State Warriors take on the Atlanta Hawks, followed by the Dallas Mavericks against the LA Lakers. Major League Baseball preseason, earlier today, the Atlanta Braves beat the Boston Red Sox, and right now the Dodgers are beating the Cubs 8-1 in the middle of the sixth inning. And then let's go over to NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network tonight, as well as ESPN Plus, beginning at 6 o'clock, and the Florida teams are not playing there just yet. And now let's go ahead and get the March Madness update here for you. So earlier today, we had number 2 Marquette beaten University of Vermont. Number 5 St. Mary's College beat VCU. Number 3 Baylor beat University of California, Santa Barbara. Number 3 Xavier beat Kennesaw State. And number 7 Michigan State beat number 10 USC. So far, no upsets. But right now, at halftime, number 13 seed Iona leads number 4 seed UConn by just 2 points. That game's on TBS. On TNT, 3 minutes left in the game. And between number 6 Creighton and number 11 NC State, Creighton leads by 5 points. And on True TV, with 4 minutes left, this is the upset brewing here. 4 minutes left in the game, number 11 Pitt has nearly has an 18-point lead now. So an 18-point lead over number 6 seed Iowa State. So that's the upset brewing right there. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have an accident on I-10 westbound. This is going to be at mile marker 30. This is right after you pass 87. We are seeing slowdowns due to this accident. So just keep that in mind. A patch of slowdowns there on I-10 as well as throughout Pensacola due to the rain coming down. We have slow traffic going over Escambia Bay Bridge and on I-10 westbound. That's going to be in between Pine Forest and 29. We also have typical afternoon delays on Highway 90. Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, you're going to send the traffic on the causeway. Just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
In sports news, we have over 1 million fans attended the first round games of the World Baseball Classic. It's a new record for the World Baseball Classic. And then it looks like the Dallas Cowboys, Cooper Rush, he's going to go ahead and stay with the Dallas Cowboys, the quarterback, Cooper Rush. And Alan Lazard, remember, he just got picked up by the Jets. He says he's happy to be with the Jets. He looks forward to being joined by Aaron Rodgers. Of course, we know that there's a little bit of issue with that, as they are they're wanting a first round pick and a whole bunch of other stuff. So not sure what'll go down with that. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, and we've got some St. Patrick's Day related stories for you. So getting started here with traditions. What are actual, like, St. Patrick's Day traditions that are Irish versus not? For example, wearing green. The whole wearing green or risk getting pinched thing is more likely an American thing. Going beyond that, St. Patrick himself was originally associated with the color blue, actually. So St. Patrick's more associated with blue. What about drinking beer, especially green beer? Drinking in bars and pubs on St. Patrick's Day wasn't even allowed in Ireland until the 1970s, and green beer is believed to be invented in New York City in the early 1900s. So once again, it's another American thing. What about corned beef and cabbage? Cabbage, yet again, an American thing. In Ireland, it's more common to eat lamb, ham, bacon, or something else instead of corned beef. And St. Patrick himself, well, it's true, St. Patrick is the primary patron saint of Ireland, but he was actually British. but today is the day that he actually passed away, which is why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day today. Another thing here The average person plans to spend about $44 on St. Patrick's Day celebrations. And that could be up compared to what it was in previous years. St. Patrick's Day is the third most drinking holiday of the year. Third, behind New Year's Eve and Mardi Gras. I figured it would be the second. I thought, if it's not the second, maybe July 4th is the second. No, it's Mardi Gras. And then 88% of Americans say they're interested in traveling to Ireland to celebrate St. Patrick's Day somehow at some point. And then 31% plan to cook a special dinner on St. Patrick's Day. So no, I don't do any of the St. Patrick's Day stuff. And like, it's even hard for me to remember to wear green most of the time. I have green eyes. I'm like, that's good enough. I got green eyes. Don't look at me like that. That counts. Does it not count?
I vote no. I will be pinching you before the show's over.
I'm just saying, green eyes should count so that I'm defaulted to having green. So, oh boy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Yeah, good question here. We were talking about this actually last week. Hey, just curious, what do you know about all the Checkers hamburgers places that have closed or went out of business? The one on Brent and Davis, Fairfield, Pace, Boulevard, Navy, they all just went out. They did, but I guess it's a local thing because they're still open in other locations. It's just here, I guess they did. So I don't know if they're going through a bankruptcy or they're just closing down underperforming stores or what. But yeah, because we talked about that like a week or two ago because I like their fries and it was very disappointing to see that I went to the drive-thru after work and they were closed and I was like, that's what's going on. So, and then we got a few texts from people saying they're closed everywhere. It's not just the one that I went to. So, all right, coming up here next, quick update from Candy Cullerton in the newsroom. And then we got your weekend movie preview coming up next. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we got our weekend movie preview. First, let's go over to Candy Cullerton in the newsroom.
All right. Finland's bid to join NATO is moving closer to the finish line because Turkey has approved of the move nearly a year after Finland and Sweden both applied for membership in the alliance following the start of the Russian war in Ukraine. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan praised the action by Turkey. Clean up of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, is going to take 3 months. That's according to an EPA administrator, Michael Regan. Just under 7 million gallons of liquid waste have been taken to various facilities following the derailment, which happened last month. And Snoop Dogg has a new coffee line, which is not what I thought the plant thing that he was going to release was, but hip-hop entrepreneur has put out a press release saying he's partnered with an Indonesian coffee maker to launch this new line, and it's called Indo XYZ, or maybe it's Indoxies. I'm not sure how he's pronouncing it, but he calls it a premium lifestyle coffee brand created for and inspired by the next generation of innovators, quote. And rapper said his relationship with coffee goes way back, as I can imagine. And Snoop said there was many long nights at the studio making hit after hit. Coffee provided the fuel, which kept us going. Yeah, right. But he calls his new brand the best tasting Indonesian coffee ever and says it's going to change the industry.
Well, our... It might.
It very well might.
It very well might. who knows? Wouldn't that be something else?
You know,
we're looking back, 20 years from now. You know what changed the coffee industry? Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Doggity Dog.
Snoop Doggity Dog.
Who knew, though? He changed the Bic lighter industry. He and Martha Stewart. Miss Toes Up.
What?
They put out that Bic lighter advertisement. It's good for lighting candles and other stuff. Yep. And it's so weird
and
that they're besties.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I just love it. Yeah. He's actually a pretty decent guy when you look at all the stuff that he's done.
For sure.
Coaching kids' football teams and does a lot of charity work and things like that. It's just kind of an interesting path that he's taken. So.
Plus, he was in that Will Ferrell movie. Was it Old School?
What?
Old school.
Oh, old school, yeah.
You can bring your hat, Snoop-a-loop. Yeah.
He's something else. He's something else. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
traffic update brought to you by Frontier Motors. We do have an accident on I-10. I-10 westbound right near 87. It's going to be mile marker 30. Expect some slow-moving traffic getting closer to Ward Basin Road. This is, again, due to an accident in the westbound direction. Throughout Pensacola, we are seeing slow traffic getting onto the Escambia Bay Bridge. That's going to be due to rain, and that's going to be in the eastbound direction. And westbound direction on I-10 in between Pine Forest and 29 heading towards Mobile, you're going to see slow traffic as well on the interstate. See something else on the roads? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
So, big movie this weekend, Shazam! Fury of the Gods. It's the second movie for Shazam. It's kind of a third movie in the Shazam series, if you include Black Adam. And so Zachary Levi returns as Shazam, the superhero who transforms from a teenager into Earth's mightiest mortal with a magic word. And then you got the bad guys that are played by Helen Mirren, Lucy Liu, and Rachel Zegler, who is from West Side Story. They've come to steal back the power that was taken from their father, Atlas, and they're willing to destroy the world to get it. And so it's up to Billy and his foster siblings to protect the power that they have. And so just a little idea on this one here. So Shazam, Black Adam, the things that were strange about these movies is that they were very campy and almost overly silly. But then all of a sudden, extremely violent. And you're like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Like, it's so campy. It's like, okay, this is obviously for kids. But then it has bad language, a little bit of sexual innuendo. And then, like particularly in Shazam, a couple very violent scenes. And so you're like, wait a minute, this isn't for kids after all. And so that's been one criticism with it, is because it's just very odd like that. Well, apparently Shazam Fury of the Gods, I haven't seen it yet, but in reading a lot of other parental reviews, it's a bit more kid friendly than the first one was. That being said, almost every review I see is most people don't like it as much as they like the first one. So there's that. Another movie that's out in the theater is called Inside, stars Willem Dafoe. It's in a limited release. It plays an art thief who gets trapped inside a New York penthouse when his heist doesn't go as planned. How long can he survive a heat wave without food and water, surrounded by nothing but the art he came to steal? So those are all out there in the theaters now. On streaming, you got a few options. I got to bring it up. Ted Lasso Season 3 came out this week, and I was a little disappointed that they only released one episode. I'm like, well, you can't just drop at least two episodes? Like, right away? Gracie, did you see it yet?
I haven't watched it. I have to watch it tomorrow because I stopped paying for my Apple TV. I know. So I have to watch it at my friend's house. But I heard it was like 45 minutes and not, usually they're like 30 minutes. So I was kind of happy to hear that.
It was a little
all
bit
of them
longer,
are going to be a little bit longer.
Yeah, it was. It still was good. It makes me want to binge watch the first two seasons again just by watching the first episode of season three. So,
yay.
Boston Strangler is available on Hulu. It's based on the true story of the Boston Strangler, stars Keira Knightley. And Shadow and Bone season two came out on Netflix as well. On DVD digital download, check out A Man Called Otto and The Whale. You can download those available as well. Let's get today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Well, this is disturbing. According to new information, the CDC purchased data from tracking companies to monitor compliance during the COVID lockdowns. And that's right, when we're supposed to be locked down, CDC was buying tracking data of our cell phones to make sure that we were staying locked down. Now, they didn't do anything, obviously, with that, but the fact that they spent almost $1 million trying to do this is pretty scary. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross.